Freedom's Challenge by Anne McCaffrey. Dedicated to the memory of Joe Mulcahy, 1980 to 1997. Don't look back in anger, I hear you say, from Joe's favorite song. No longer mourn for me when I am dead, then you shall hear the sullen, surly bell give warning to the world that I am fled. William Shakespeare. Chapter 1. When Zinel had organized the data he wanted to send to the farmers via the homing capsule, he let Boris Slavenkovin and Dick Ahrens fly it down to the command post for dispatch. "You have a nasty sense of humor, Zinel," Chris said when the hatch of the scout vessel Baby closed behind the messengers. She had been surprised by his choice of Ahrens, considering the man's behavior on their first visit to the command post.
"Well?"
And Zinel gave a shrug of one shoulder and an unrepentant grin.
"Ahrens has had experience sending one off. Let him do it official this time, as a reward for his improvement."
"What improvement?" Chris still had little time for the self-styled mechanical genius who had deliberately launched a homing capsule without authorization on their first trip to the command post. They both stepped back from the takeoff area, as much to avoid the fumes as the wind, although Boris lifted the little craft slowly and cautiously. They watched as it made an almost soundless vertical ascent before it slanted forward and sped off, disappearing quickly in the dusk of what had been a very long and momentous day. The wide landing field that stretched out level with the immense, farmer-constructed hangar could accommodate a half-dozen of the K-class ships that had arrived today. They now were out of sight within the vast hangar. At the far end of the landing area grew small copses of the lodgepole.